Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time!
Kevy Kennedy, brought to you by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Laura from Wilmington.
Hi, Laura.
Good morning.
Laura's a second grade teacher.
Oh, bless.
Oh, thank you.
That is the best. They still love their teachers at that age.
Oh, it's the best. It really is the best age to teach. I love it.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Yes. Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture related. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie, unfortunately, that's a loss for you. Kennedy is now gone into that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Steven Spielberg says he fought hard to prevent an extraterrestrial E.T. sequel, and he succeeded even though he didn't have the legal right to stop it. Which actress played the little girl in E.T.?
Drew Barrymore.
Finn Wolfhard doesn't think they could have ended Stranger Things any better than they did, but I guess we'll find out when it airs. All of the villains and many of the plot points in Stranger Things are taken from which role-playing game?
Dungeons and Dragons.
Some Swifties online are outraged that Morgan Wallen is naming his new tour and album I'm the Problem, because obviously it's a prominent lyric in a Taylor Swift song, and they feel he's trying to make it his own.
How dare he?
Take a listen and name this song.
It's me. Hi. I'm the problem. It's me. At tea time, everybody agrees.
Name the song.
I think it's Anti-Hero.
Lizzo has reached her, quote, weight release goal, saying she stepped on the scale and saw a number that she hadn't seen since 2014. Is Lizzo over or under 35 years old?
Oh, goodness. I have no idea. I'm going to say under.
Question number five. Today in 2010, catcher in the rye author J.D. Salinger died 3 weeks after his 91st birthday. What is the name of the main character in The Catcher in the Rye?
Oh, goodness, and I've read this book. Caulfield, Holden Caulfield, something like that.
Go with your gut.
Yeah, I'll just go with that.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. Kennedy!
Are you guys not reading that in second grade?
No.
No. We're too soft on these kids.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
I have Laura getting 4 out of 5.
Ooh.
Yep.
Well done, friend.
Yep.
Really? Thank
She's
you.
Good.
Yep. These are difficult. Kennedy, you ready?
Yeah.
Steven Spielberg says he fought hard to prevent an E.T. sequel, and he succeeded even though he didn't have a legal right to stop it. Which actress played the little girl in E.T.?
Drew Barrymore.
Tied at one. Finn Wolfhard doesn't think they could have ended Stranger Things any better than they did, but I guess we'll find out when it airs. All of the villains and many of the plot points in Stranger Things are taken from which role-playing game?
Dungeons and Dragons.
It's not done yet?
No. I mean, they could have ended it before the kids were 30. That would have ended it better.
But. How long has it been since we had the last season? Like 2012?
No. I think it was last
year. I'm going to have to rewatch all of the previous seasons.
I just don't even remember.
Oh, it's a great show, but they take a long time.
It's wild. Tied at two, question number three. Some Swifties online are outraged that Morgan Wallen is naming his new tour and album I'm the Problem because it's a prominent lyric in a Taylor Swift song, and they feel like he's trying to make it his own. Take a listen and name the song, Kennedy.
It's me. Hi. I'm the problem. It's me. At tea time, everybody agrees.
Anti-hero.
I'm sorry?
Anti-hero.
Tied at three. Lizzo has reached her, quote, weight release goal. She says she stepped on the scale and saw a number she hasn't seen since 2014. Is Lizzo over or under 35 years old?
Under.
She is 36. Tied at three. Question number five. Which, oh, by the way, Kennedy, Laura got right.
Right.
Today in 2010, Catcher in the Rye author J.D. Salinger died 3 weeks after his 91st birthday. What is the name of the main character in The Catcher in the Rye?
Oh, crap.
Oh.
No, it's right here.
Not on a book question.
Holden Caulfield.
Ugh. Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Ah, gotta find the right file cabinet. Give me a minute.
Holden Caulfield.
I guess I'm happy for you.
You don't have to be. It's not a prerequisite. It's just
like,
nice.
I was literally like holding my breath here.
I hope one of your students walks into your classroom this morning and says, "Can we read The Catcher in the Rye?"
Oh, why? Oh, don't get that book. I never will.
All right, 4-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets a win with the tie. Laura, I'm sorry you don't get the cash. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Laura from Wilmington, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy brought to you by Subaru. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy,
yeah?
Say hey to Mike from Marblehead.
Hi, Mike.
Mike.
Kennedy, how are you today?
Good.
Also, his daughter Neve is in the car.
All right.
Hi.
Hi.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, would you
leave the studio?
Sure thing.
She's like, I got this.
Nice work, Neve. So here we go. Five trivia questions. It's all pop culture related. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the cash. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Kennedy is now gone into that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
Yes.
We are ready.
Question number one. The Grammys have started to announce who will be performing at the big show. Confirmed performers include Billie Eilish, Shakira, Sabrina Carpenter, Benson Boone, and Teddy Swims. Only one of those artists has ever performed at the Super Bowl. Who is it?
Oh, boy. Shakira.
The Super Bowl 59 matchup is set. The Kansas City Chiefs.
Again.
We'll take on the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday, February 9th, at the Caesars Superdome in New Orleans. If Kansas City wins, how many consecutive championships will that be?
Three.
22 years ago today, in 2003, Mattel lost its copyright infringement lawsuit against the band Aqua for their song Barbie Girl. By refusing to hear the case, the Supreme Court upheld a ruling that the song is a parody and a social commentary and is thus protected by the First Amendment. Finish the lyric. Take a listen.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world. Laughing plastic. It's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Imagination.
Life is your creation.
Let's go. Somebody had to know. That's what I call a music CD.
Question number four. I think she might be a little bit younger than that, Dan. We're showing her age.
I know.
Ed Sheeran is now the first international musician to ever perform in the Asian nation of Bhutan. Ed Sheeran's first single came back in 2012, was also the name of a popular 80s TV show starring Mr. T. Name that song.
We're
going to
get the soundtrack.
Perfect.
All right. And question number five. Elon Musk is calling for the penny to be killed off to save government money. He says it costs more than 1 cent to make every penny. But critics say it will just raise prices, especially on cheaper items. Who is on the penny? Which president?
Lincoln.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. Neve, so you're 15. What are you, a sophomore, junior?
Yeah, I am a sophomore.
All right, and where do you go to school?
The Academy of Penguin Hall.
The Academy of Penguin Hall, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Are you going to be a superhero one day? Just sounds like a superhero school.
No, that is a cool school name.
That is very
cool. Your mascot the fighting penguins?
Yes, it actually is the penguins.
Kennedy, welcome back. Mike and Neve got 4 out of 5 correct.
Ooh, well done, friends.
Check us out.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
I am.
The Grammys have started to announce who will be performing at the big show. Confirmed performers include Billie Eilish, Shakira, Sabrina Carpenter, Benson Boone, and Teddy Swims. Only one of those artists has ever performed at the Super Bowl. Who is it?
Can you list it for me again, please?
Maybe. Billie Eilish, Shakira, Sabrina Carpenter, Shakira. Benson Boone, and Teddy Swims. Yes. Tied at one. The Super Bowl is set for Super Bowl 59. The Chiefs will take on the Eagles on Sunday, February 9th at Caesars Superdome in New Orleans, Canada.
Yes.
If Kansas City wins, how many consecutive championships will that be?
Was it 3 or 4?
Oh. Is it 3 or 4? I'm going to say it's 3.
It is 3. That is correct.
We are all Philadelphia Eagles fans for the next 2 weeks. It's a great city. Lovely city.
Wow. Who are you?
I've moved on, Dan.
I don't know you.
Tied at 2. Question number 3. 22 years ago today in 2003, Mattel lost its copyright infringement lawsuit against the band Aqua for their song Barbie Girl. They said it is a parody and social commentary and thus is protected by the First Amendment. Finish the lyric, Kennedy. Take a listen.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world. Laughing plastic. It's fantastic. You can brush my hair. Undress me everywhere. Imagination.
That is your creation. That is your creation.
Life is your creation, Kennedy.
Oh, no.
Life.
Come on, Bobby. Let's go party.
3-2. Question number 4. Ed Sheeran is now the first international musician to ever perform in the Asian nation of Bhutan. Ed Sheeran's first single came back in 2012. It was also the name of a popular 80s TV show starring Mr. T. What was it called?
The A-Team.
The A-Team, yes. We are tied at 3, going to the final question, which, oh, by the way, Mike and Eve got right.
All right.
No pressure, Kennedy.
None.
Elon Musk is calling for the penny to be killed off to save the government money. He says it costs more than 1 cent to make every penny, but critics say this will just raise prices, especially on cheaper items. Who's on the penny? Which president?
Abraham Lincoln.
That is it.
Oh, it's a sad day at the Academy of Penguin Hall.
4-4 is the final score. It ends up in a tie with a tie. Kennedy, you get the win. Congratulations.
All right.
Mike and Neve, I'm sorry you don't get the cash this morning, but we do really appreciate you listening and calling into play. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
Oh, we're Mike and Neve from Marblehead, and we can't beat Kennedy. Go Neve. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Can't beat Kennedy. Don't even try, homeboy. You can't beat her. She's gonna school you, sucker. You can't beat Kennedy. You can try, but man, you can't beat her. You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down. You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Can't Be Kennedy brought to you by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Barbara.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Kennedy.
Tell everybody where you're from, Barbara.
Merrimack, Massachusetts.
Merrimack. Merrimack, Mac, Mac.
All dressed in black, black, black.
With the red button,
all down her back, back.
We are children around here.
Well, it was one of my most favorite things to do as a child. Mm-hmm.
Well, I always thought it was silver buttons down her back.
Maybe. I could have just said
maybe
it
was a regional difference.
Perhaps. Or I just said it wrong. Probably just said it wrong, Dan.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Barbara?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
So you understand how this works. There's 5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win the money, okay?
Okay.
Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. Question number 1. Jesse Eisenberg has a message for tech billionaires. He says, and I quote, "If you're so rich and powerful, why are you not just spending your days doing good things for the world?" Eisenberg actually played a tech billionaire, Mark Zuckerberg, in which 2010 movie?
Well, of course, I can't think of it. No, I don't think I have it.
Question number 2. A Connecticut state senator introduced a bill that would make theaters reveal the actual start time of a movie so audiences can avoid all of the ads and trailers. What is the capital of Connecticut?
Hartford.
Question number 3. KFC says you can expect to see some big changes to their brand in the way of new menu items, restaurant revamps, and new technology for 2025. What is KFC's slogan?
Finger looking good.
Question number 4. Tim McGraw will no longer star in his Netflix bull riding show. Sources say that he needs to undergo back surgery, which will require major recovery time. What is the name of this Tim McGraw song? Take a listen.
I went skydiving. I went Rocky Mountain climbing. I went 2.7 seconds.
Live like you were dying.
I know that's out of the mix wheelhouse, but I had to play it. I love it so much.
No, that song is great. What are you talking about? We played that song every once in a while.
Do we?
We did. I don't know if it's still in the rotation.
Well, bring it back.
You want me to play it? I'll play it. Sal's not here today.
You're a rebel.
He can't hear us. He doesn't know anything
about technology.
He doesn't
have the Odyssey app on his phone.
No. Question number 5. Today, back in 1984, Michael Jackson suffered second and third degree burns when his hair caught on fire while he was filming a commercial. What was the commercial for?
Pepsi.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy! Barbara came to play.
Kennedy. Barbara plays every morning.
Oh, yeah? Here we go. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Barbara got 4 out of 5 correct.
You guys are killing it this morning.
Doing a fantastic job, right? These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
I just thought of the first one.
Don't say anything.
Jesse, no, I'm not going to say a word.
All right. Jesse Eisenberg has a message for tech billionaires. He says, and I quote, "If you're so rich and powerful, why are you not just spending your days doing good things for the world?"
Let him know.
Eisenberg actually played a tech billionaire, Mark Zuckerberg, in which 2010 movie?
The Social Network.
Tied it. All right, 1-0. Question number 2. A Connecticut state senator introduced a bill that would make theater reveal the actual start time of a movie so audiences can avoid all the ads and trailers. What is the capital of Connecticut?
Ooh. Stanford?
Sanford?
Stanford.
Oh, yeah. No, it's Hartford, Connecticut. Ah! Nobody knows. It's not a real state. It's just a suburb to New York and Boston. Tied at 1. Question number 3. KFC says you can expect to see some big changes to their brand in the way of new menu items, restaurant revamps, and new technology for 2025. What is KFC's slogan?
I mean, is it finger looking good?
Tied at 2. Question number 4.
Oh, she's nervous.
You stressed?
A little bit.
You should be. These next two are going to get you. Tim McGraw will no longer star in his Netflix bull riding show. Sources say that he needs to undergo back surgery, which will require more recovery time. What is the name of this Tim McGraw song?
I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds. On a bull named Fu Manchu.
I knew it. Country music will get her every time.
I don't know.
No idea?
Mm-mm.
Not even.
I don't even have a guess.
Live like you are dying, Kennedy.
Oh, of course it is.
Live like you are dying. 3-2, question number 5. Today, back in 1984, Michael Jackson suffered second and third degree burns when his hair caught on fire while he was filming a commercial. What was the Pepsi?
It was Pepsi, yeah, I knew it.
Got a little bit ahead of myself.
That's all right. I'll it doesn't it matter. You. I lost anyway.
4-3 is the final score, and Barbara gets the win.
Way to go!
Woohoo!
Let them know. That was a great job.
That's fantastic.
Well, congratulations, Barbara. You just won yourself $100. Hashtag suck
Thank
it
you.
Sal.
Shout out to Hartford and Tim McGraw.
I mean to tell you.
All right. What do you want to say, Kennedy, to Barbara?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Barbara.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.